Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. We don't always get what we want when we want it. It doesn't mean give up. It simply means find a way, stay the course. One of the moments where I felt hopeless and somewhat defeated was when I turned 18 and felt I had my life in the trajectory that I wanted. I was working at a call center and had recently started working at a different call center. I was working 12, 14 hour days, but I loved it. My next plan at this point was to enroll in college, something I knew nothing about, but according to society, you would get me what I wanted, right? So off I went. When I say I knew nothing about college or how the whole process worked, I mean it. I didn't even know there was state community colleges and private ones. College in my family or the environment I grew up in, it was simply something that was not talked about, at least not in a real conversation way. I decided to enroll at the University of Phoenix. I had made an appointment with an admissions counselor, and this time my parents had gone with me as I had to fill out paperwork so I could apply for financial aid. As it turned out, I did not qualify for any form of financial aid. So it meant my tuition had to be paid out of pocket in full every month. The amount was in the tune of something like $1,400 a month. Our rent was way lower than that. What happened next is what probably what shocked me the most. My parents, the ones that were supposed to support me, the ones that would preach that school was the most important thing in life, turned around and simply said, "That is a lot of money. How are you going to do it? And remember that you still need to pay us rent." For a couple of minutes, my world came to a complete standstill. I didn't know what to make of what they had just said. For whatever reason, I always figured they would, help me out. Unfortunately, that was not the case. Not even a side conversation of, "Let's see what we can do," or "We will figure something out someday." Some form of hope, nothing. We left. I said nothing on the way home. I just felt defeated. On the ride home, though, after I processed my feelings and thoughts, I did what I always do, have my mind go into overdrive into what would be my next move since school for the moment would not be possible. I figured that I would just find a place where I could learn and grow and still make something of myself. I kept one of the call center jobs and switched the other one for another call center job where I saw more growth potential. The amount of knowledge I learned from these two workplaces was probably way more than any school could have ever been able to teach me. I will share more in depth about the experiences of these two places at a later time. For now, know that almost 3 years later, I was able to start college as I was making enough money to pay for it myself. And yes, of course, continue to pay my share of the rent to my folks. I was able to earn 2 associate degrees in marketing and a bachelor's degree in business administration, all 3 with honors, paid in full, no loans or any type of debt left behind, and I also received 0 government assistance. I did it all on my own while at the same time being the one to now help my parents out financially. Take the mom and dad. I also kept working 2 jobs for most of my school time, so not only did I have the theory, but I had built the actual experience. I didn't get what I wanted when I was 18 years old, but I sure as heck got more than that years later. Persistence, flexibility, and tenacity to go after what one desires is what is required to achieve anything anybody can ever want. And of course, an insane amount of patience and ability to be able to keep working on something extremely hard when that something is not even providing any tangible results in the present. Why persistence? Because it allows you to keep working on something when, by mere practicality, all signs show that you should quit, because it allows you to make this oftentimes invisible progress, not just towards your desires, but to your very own mindset and character. Persistence allows you to keep taking action even when you don't feel motivated to stay in the game long enough to keep accumulating micro results and wins that ultimately leads you to that breakthrough that not only gives you what you have always wanted, but also gives you an unshakable character and mindset that will help you move mountains. Why flexibility? Well, flexibility to start means that to have the ability to bend without reaching a breaking point. This, of course, is a technical sense. In the life form, it means to have the ability to weather any storm, to be able to hit wall after wall, and still have the thirst to go through another wall and another. Flexibility gives you the ability to adjust to anything that life will throw at you, anytime you are seeking anything in life while remaining sane. Flexibility simply means that you adopt a mindset that you are okay with changing plans and courses when it is necessary, and doing so in a calm manner. I often like to say that flexibility is the name of any game because it allows anyone to not get married to only doing things one specific way. Why tenacity? Because any journey you embark on to achieve anything of value, you will hit hurdles, people that will try to get in your way, and just life itself doing what it does best, which is to throw random challenges at you. You need an insane amount of persistence and determination that you will see things through no matter what. Tenacity for me means that you will take full responsibility for your success, whatever that success looks like for you. It means that you will burn all the boats and do whatever is necessary to achieve your desires. Tenacity knows that you will encounter challenge after challenge, but that you will find a way to stay in the game because you have made a commitment to achieve your objectives. What is the one thing that you once had a burning desire for, but for one reason or another, you had to hang up your life boxing gloves? What is it? Play it in your mind, feel it, and make the commitment to yourself that today you will go after it and not stop till you'll achieve it. And yes, you would hit turbulence again and perhaps more than before. But as you have experienced already, life will be turbulent regardless of what you do. So might as well endure the turbulence that will bring you to your desired destination. You don't need to have all the answers today, just that burning desire that you once had. If you truly want it, find a way. There is always one. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.